News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, for many football fans in Ireland, the post-World Cup blues finally come to an end today as the Premier League returns. 100,000 people attended pre-season friendlies involving English clubs in the Aviva and Ireland, Ireland accounts for the most foreign fans visiting Premier League clubs every weekend. What difficulties does that pose for a domestic game and the League of Ireland? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Dundalk footballer Brian Gartland. Brian, you're playing for possibly one of the finest sides the League of Ireland has ever produced. Does it bother you then that there's such hype about the Premier League starting today?
No, because that's the way it is, and that's the way it's always going to be. You know, you've got to be realistic in the things, and it's a completely different animal to the football over here, and it's the best in the world. When you see these days what we get offered on TV, you know, all the analysis, all the highlight packages and review shows and everything, and it's entertaining. You know, it's entertainment, and you can't get bothered by it. What bothered by me is just, I suppose, the lack of care or dismissiveness of our league here.
I mean, you make a very good point. Look, it's impossible to compete with the English Premier League, and there's very few leagues around the world that can compete with it. But there's a local appeal about your local team in the League of Ireland. I know it from my young fella who was a fanatical Arsenal fan. He still loves Arsenal, but he's become a huge Bulls fan, which obviously there's nothing I can do about it. But it's great that they're his local team, and he feels invested in it. And he was saying the other day to me, in a way that he just can't feel about Arsenal. And I think that's brilliant. But is that something that maybe we should be making more of? Maybe the league can be making more of that idea of the emotional investment in your local club. I know I'm from Dundalk originally. I know Dundalk has that in spades, but maybe not enough clubs have it.
Yeah, I think you'll always find the provincial towns like Dundalk, Derry, Sligo, like the Cork, you know, they all get behind their club, and it's their club, it's their community. Being from Dublin myself, I can see it firsthand that there's a lack of community in those areas because it's more multicultural, and people, I suppose, living there that aren't from that area or even want to get invested in the area as such. So there is a difficulty there in that sense in trying to get the community. But like Bohemians is a great example of it because I've few kids that come to my class and they'd be big Bulls fan that's over the other side of the city. But they're making it a family environment and a lot of young lads go, you know, in that sort of atmosphere and a real community club. And you can see it online on Twitter and social media and stuff like that. But yeah, I suppose that's the way it has to be done. It has to be done as a community. And like you say, there's something you can get from going to your local club and something that you can relate to that I suppose you can't get. I suppose being affiliated to a club with a city you may never have been in or have no affiliation to, I suppose. But like when I was younger, I was a Liverpool fanatic. Like, you know, I loved everything about it. And I suppose as I got older, I thought to myself, well, what connection do I have with it there? But it's easy for me to say that because I've been, you know, invested in the League of Ireland playing in it for that long. So I suppose you see it from the other side.
Just a couple of last very quick things. One thing that does strike me, look, I love Oriel Park. I grew up going to games there. I love Dalymount as well. I'm there most Friday evenings now, and they're two grounds steeped in history. But let's be honest, they're two grounds that could do with a serious overhaul. Hopefully it'll happen in both cases. How big an issue is that? Like, you go to Talla, like, there's a really nice stadium there, much more modern facilities. Like, that has to be the goal for all League of Ireland clubs, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And that's what I touched on the other day when I was asked about this question. Is you know, we can't just blame everyone else. We need to have a plan in place that, whether it's 30 years down the line or so, that, you know, it might be slow, but you'll be there and you'll have these grounds that they don't have to be state-of-the-art, but they have to be clean, welcoming. You can see the pitch. There's no poles or stands in your way and stuff like that. You know, and it's got to be inviting to go. Like we say, football is a product these days. You're trying to get this sort of your club, your community aspect in, but you need to draw people in. So you need to make it attractive to them. And I suppose I thought about that the other day after I said it, and like Bows and Shells, you know, plan to move into a new Dalymount Park. Derry have just got a new ground. Sligo have a lovely, tidy ground. Cork's ground is lovely. Kerryland down at Galway, the RSC, Talla. You know, you've got plenty. I think we're slowly getting there, bit by bit. And we know in Dundalk we need to do things. But listen, the new owners have said they will address that. They're only in the door. And from a business point of view, you can't just start throwing money at something, you know, without doing your research, getting your grants and everything, which takes time. But, you know, I just listed off sort of a lot of clubs there in the league, and there is nice grounds, and they're not too big. You don't want to be building grounds that are too big for what we need either, because you get atmosphere lost in it then.
Final question. Look, the Premier League is in a different league, if I can use that analogy. Is there a model? Or, I mean, you're just back from Cyprus. I know it wasn't the happiest experience, but the ground struck me. I mean, that's not a big country, not a big population, but it struck me there's obviously a good standard of football being played there, a nice little ground. I mean, is there a model we should be aiming for to emulate?
I looked into similar stuff, you know, years ago, doing my thesis on this, when the merger was being done 12 years ago or so. And you can look at every comparison to the Scandinavian countries, where the ones you compare to, because of similar sized population, they all follow the Premier League and stuff as well. And Iceland would be the one there the last few years that people would look at, because the international team's done so well. But the league of tennis haven't improved so much. I think they might even be down the last couple of years. So yeah, you can look at other models and that, but, you know, I think it's just, everything has variables. We've got a completely different dynamic here, where we've got GAA and rugby as big sports to compete with as well, you know, to promote against. So there is models you can look at and go, but gotta just, I suppose, see what your weaknesses are here in this league and address them, and gotta be long-term plan. You know, nothing's gonna be done overnight. So I suppose that's up to the powers to be.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Brian Gartland, interesting insight there. Thanks indeed for talking to Dundalk centre-half there, Brian Gartland.